The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this episode of the Heat Check, trade. We've got a trade. OG Anunoby goes to New York for RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly. A couple of other pieces, but ones that not even ESPN is putting on their lower third, so I will not even mention, a.k.a. Malachi Flynn. I'm sorry, Malachi Flynn. Shout out to you. Also, we are off to a hot trade season. What the fuck are the Brooklyn Nets doing? We'll talk about that, the Hemi of the week, and we'll also get into some news around the league, including an incredible James Johnson story, courtesy of Udonis Haslam and Bam Adebayo. Lots of shit popping right now. I wondered whether I could cuss. I don't know where I am right now. I am on my own podcast. Yes, I can cuss. So, William, Jake, actually, Jake, drop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna.
You're listening to the hottest NBA podcast out. Yeah, I said what I said.
She's heating up.
It's the Heat Check.
The Heat Check.
Heat Check
with Trista Crick.
Who's Jake? They say Jake is who is editing the podcast today. Happy 2024. New changes are afoot. Hence the reason that Jake is going to be editing today's podcast. My producer William has to step away for bigger, better opportunities. Please forgive us if things are choppy or echoey as we onboard a new producer who will be with us shortly. Should be pretty seamless, I hopefully. But I got to be transparent whenever possible. Lots, though, has happened over the Christmas break. The first thing that we have to talk about is the trade. It finally happened. The big news. We've been waiting. It's like John Collins, right? It's John Collins, the Grim Reaper, and OG Anunoby. When will the news come down? When will the knock not be your mailman and it will be the OG Anunoby trade? We finally got it. Toronto Raptors finally pulled the trigger. They sent him, Precious Achiuwa, Malachi Flynn to the New York Knicks for RJ Barrett, Toronto's own, Emmanuel Quickly, sixth man of the year candidate, and a second round pick. There's a lot of people mad about this trade. A lot of New York Knicks fans that are mad. Emmanuel Quickly was beloved. I get that. But he was about to try to make $30 million a year. And he's coming up to the end of his contract. And I promise you, you do not want to pay Emmanuel Quickly $30 million when there is a finite amount of resources to pay players. My initial thought is love it. Love it for both sides. Love it most specifically for the New York Knicks. You get a 3-and-D guy who can shoot 40% from the corner. You saw this in the Miami Heat series when both teams went ice cold from deep. Everyone starts to pack the paint. The passing lanes are more difficult. The driving lanes are more difficult. Why? Because everyone starts to collapse because they don't respect the shooters. Now you're going to be able to give the ball to OG Anunoby, drive and kick out to him, and he's going to get that respect that he needs. Also, his defense, even though he's not playing as good a defense as he has in prior years, well, at least the numbers say that he hasn't, I think that's mostly due to the system that he's playing under with Darko. So there's not more, like there's not that many guys that are 3 and D that could also guard 1 through 5. Like there's just not, like there's not very many lockdown guys that are better than OG Anunoby. 7'2" wingspan, 6'7", big body, very thick, can play multiple positions offensively and defensively. And like I said, lockdown defender. For example, they just played the Minnesota Timberwolves in his first game. Hadn't even really read the playbook. Had not gone to any practices. Barely spoke to Tom Thibodeau whatsoever. And in 68 possessions spanning 13 minutes defending Ant Edwards, he held Ant Edwards to 4 for 14 with 3 turnovers and 0 assists. And that is a guy, Ant Edwards, that is virtually unstoppable. Fred Katz, he covers the Knicks. He said after OG Anunoby's first game, oh, by the way, only 20 minutes for OG Anunoby. 3 threes, 17 points, 1 steal. Anyway, he covers the Knicks. And he said this, you would never guess that Anunoby hasn't practiced with the team. He finished with the Knicks debut with 17 points on 3-for-6 shooting from 3. The principal reason the Knicks brought him in was his defensive presence. But on Monday, this Knicks offense changed too. When OG Anunoby was asked about a trade, he said, when I found out it was the Knicks, I was definitely excited. I've always liked the team. I grew up a fan of basketball, and I've always watched the Knicks.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So OG Anunoby now is going to re-sign with the Knicks. I promise you that. He wants to be in the area. He loves playing for them. He's wanted to go to New York. He may even take less money to be in New York. Jake Fisher reported that OG Anunoby is looking for $40 million AAV, but might take less for the Knicks, which is very interesting and something that is setting up dominoes potentially to fall down the road. The domino that I keep hearing about is a long shot, but Joel Embiid. For the Raptors, they needed this. They needed to shake some shit up because they had no shot creator, and now they do in Emmanuel Quickley. Emmanuel Quickley now goes from the sixth man to the starting point guard for the team. You now move a disgruntled player who's wanted a bigger role for a long time, and you replace him with a couple of players who I think can really light it up. RJ Barrett, I'm not a huge fan of. I'm not a huge fan of his game, but maybe he works better on this team even though they don't have any shooters either. He's averaging 18-4-2, and that shot creation is badly needed for the Raptors. Emmanuel Quickley right now off the bench is giving you 15-3-3 in 24 minutes per game. Both are considered to be very high locker room guys. I think the team is going to fall in love with, and the fan base is going to fall in love with IQ immediately. They're both very young, young enough to rebuild the team around them and Scotty Barnes. And now Barrett comes home to Toronto. So it's a natural fit to me for a team that's long since lost its identity. Barrett was sad to leave the team that drafted him, but he said he was happy to come home. He said, I'm really excited to be here. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I grew up a Raptors fan all my life. So to come here and put the jersey on, it's going to be great. I do think, though, as an aside, Zach Lowe made a good point when he said that RJ Barrett maybe has a toxic asset. Maybe has a toxic contract. And I think that's probably a fair description for him. He's not a bad player, but he makes a lot of money. And the only reason he got that amount of money is because New York knew that he was a trade piece. He was supposed to be the trade piece to Utah for Donovan Mitchell, and they ended up getting OG Anunoby instead, which I think is a much better fit, by the way. I don't think you have Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell as your backcourt and you move RJ Barrett. I don't think that works. You needed a wing. Also, the problem, though, is that OG Anunoby is on an expiring, so he's going to be looking for $40 million a year, and I honestly think OG is going to take less to stay with the team. Tom Crean thinks that this is going to change the entire outlook of the East. I don't know about that. I somewhat agree. I think OG Anunoby will absolutely change the complexion of the offense and the defense, but change the entire outlook of the East? That's a long shot. I do think he'll flourish in Tibbs' system. I think Precious Achiuwa helps them. They need some sort of backup big with Mitchell Robinson out for the year. And then Toronto, IQ, and Barrett are going to immediately become starters on a team that struggles to score. And the Raps, by the way, would have loved, I'm sure, to hold on to OG Anunoby, but he was going to walk for nothing. So it's a good thing that Masai has learned from his mistakes, because you don't want to end up in another situation where you lose a player for nothing like you did with Fred VanVleet or possibly Pascal Siakam. More on that we got to keep an eye on as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.